welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here with Martita Stanton as well, my special guest and co-host and longtime friend. Martita, we have been just knocking some shows out, you know, in 2023. We're heading into 2024. It's a new year, and I'm just going to dive right in, and then we'll do a little bit of a plug towards the end. I think this is my year. I think this is your year. Yes. I think everybody that's listening, listen to me. I brought the topic today, and this is the topic. This is your year.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm telling you, man, if you will avail yourself, if you will seek the Lord, He is going to pour out His presence and His Spirit like never before in your life. We here at the show, we want to see you walk in faith and not fear. We want to see you walk in the overflow in your life. I'm tired of seeing the lack and sickness and all the different things that the enemy's using and attaching to us, just tearing us down. So I want to look at us real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
I want people to walk in total peace, no matter what's going around us.
Oh, yeah.
I want total peace and the joy of the Lord to overflow. Because the moment that joy flows through, there's no depression.
Right.
You will walk in. It doesn't matter where you walk in. The atmosphere will change because you're bringing in the presence of the Lord.
That's right.
When the Lord said the heaven is at hand, is because He was there.
Right.
When we come in, we bring heaven with us.
That's so good.
And devils have to, they will run because they know. But we need to know who we are in Christ, our authority, and how we're walking in it. Oh my gosh. We need to know that we represent the Lord, that when we walk in, Jesus is walking in.
That's right. We're His ambassadors.
Yes. Let's change the world for Jesus.
You know, I think that what happens, Martita, is that, you know, we stop pressing in our relationship with God, and we feel, I've felt this even as a pastor sometimes. I've asked myself the question, do I even know you, God? And I know I know Him. I'm not.
Right, I understand.
But it's like,
Where are you?
You know, there's got to be more than what I'm experiencing at this moment right now with my relationship with God. So, you know, maybe you're struggling to enjoy a relationship with God, that it just doesn't feel attainable. It doesn't feel like it's something you can get to. Well, I want you to do something. I want you to ask yourself, you know, is being saved for you, which when we use that term saved, it's kind of a Christianese term, but it means giving your life to Jesus. Has that been an intellectual decision for you, or has it been a transformational decision? You know, because we can sit here and rationalize in our mind intellectually, like, I'm saved, I've given my life to Jesus and this and that, but is there any transformation coming from that decision? Is there anything that's changing in your life from that?
Let's talk about it. Transformation means from the inside. Okay, the way we feel about things, the way we see things, the way we act. Have you changed?
Right.
And it's not that you are making yourself change, but because sometimes we think, I'm a Christian, I got to do this, 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 and this, and we're doing it on our own. It's not a hard posture where the Holy Spirit is changing you. Does that make sense?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, because a lot of times I have met people that have been in church all their lives, served all their lives, and all of a sudden they finally clicks and they go, I'm not saved.
Yeah.
Lord, I need
you. That's for real. That happens.
Yes. I met a pastor one time, a pastor's wife, and she said, finally, my husband came to me and said, are you ready to accept the Lord? Because my parents were pastors. I grew up in church. I knew what to do. I had it all in my head.
Yeah, right.
But I never actually said, Lord, come into my heart.
Right. Because the bottom line is this. It's the power of God that brings about your faith, and it actually enables you to grow and mature. You know, you're going to grow in the Lord when your faith is stirred up. And that all comes from the power of God. You know, you can change your world this year, everybody. You can change everything about your relationship with God. You can have a relationship with the creator of this universe. And you know what? You can use his word, the Bible, to move you and to lead you and to direct you. And you can be intentional. You can aim for growth in 2024 in your journey this year. I'm telling you. Leave behind 2023.
Yes.
Put it behind you and seek the Lord and just say, God, I want to grow. And so how do we do that?
Yes. And so not only intellectually, because we can go to the Word and say, I want to learn this, and you know, and it's just like information.
Right. Knowledge.
Yes. But I want to know you, Lord. I want intimacy. With you, Lord. I want to fall in love with you. He is in love with you already, but it's falling in love. It's, you know, I've been married for 40 years, and you, Jeff and I, my gosh, we're like one, okay?
You can get really comfortable with each other.
And we can just work together and do this and do that and forget to be the lovers, to be the husband and wife, to have dates, to, you know, to dress up and let's go out. It's something that we have to choose to do to make sure that we stay in love.
Right, right.
I love my husband with all my heart. But to be that couple with the Lord is the same thing. I can serve, and not spend any time with him. And he's sitting there going, hey, when are you going to sit here and just be with me?
Right.
So falling in love is not servanthood of just serving. That's part of it, but I do it out of love, not because I have to.
Sure.
I want to be in love with him.
You know, I just love God, and I want to long for him. I want to be like, God, but sometimes I find myself just, you know, a little empty towards the Lord or stale. And I want to guard my heart this year.
Yes.
I want to press in like I've never pressed in before, you know. And I've said this to people many times in counseling and different situations when there's sin in your life or you're just feeling distance from the Lord. Just say, Jesus, I love you more. Yes. What are you struggling with this past year? What was wearing you out? What's the enemy using against you? The real weapon is to be more in love with Jesus and to just say, Jesus, I love you more than that thing, than that stuff, than myself even many times. And, you know, I love surfing, okay? Yeah. I'm a surfer, right? So I'll get up early to go chase the waves. I'll buy the gear.
Isn't it amazing how easy it is boards, to get up early to go surfing?
Absolutely. Because I invest in what I love, okay? And are you investing your life into God? I think that's a good way to test whether you really love God or not. Do you have his gear? You know, will you lose sleep for him? You know, because what you love,
are you excited
you
to spend
invest
time with him?
In. Yes.
You know, to turn that TV off,
it's crazy,
to say,
isn't
I
it?
Want to spend time with the new Lord.
You know, so even when your actions don't show it, say it and say, Jesus, I love you more than this.
Yes.
And eventually your life will line up with your words. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So look at John 15:9-17. Will you read that for us?
Sure. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment. Okay, I'm sorry. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give to you. These things I command you so that you will love one another.
This
Amen.
Is amazing. Okay. If we're going to be more in love with Jesus, okay, we've got to understand that there's a love that the Father had for us that drove him to a place where he sent Jesus, his son. And if we abide in that love, you know, the love relationship, then all of these things, he says, God has appointed everything to me, and I want to give that to you. I want to show you. Jesus is ready to reveal everything out of, you know, that love relationship. He's ready to give everything. You know, when you married Jeff, right,
mm-hmm.
everything that he had, you got.
That's right.
And we're the bride of Christ.
That's
so
right.
When we marry into a relationship with Jesus as the bridegroom, we get everything that the bridegroom has.
That's right.
As our inheritance, as part of our marriage, as part of our lives. And, you know, we should be ready, you know, to just love God. That's all he really wants.
Yes.
It's for us to love him.
So I love this, but let's make it practical, because let's be real. Some people will say, okay, how do I abide in your love?
Right.
What is he talking about?
Right.
Let's give them practical ways.
Okay.
Of how to fall in love with him, how to receive his love, and how to walk in his love. Because it's easier to say.
It is, for sure.
But people don't go, you know, one thing I tell people, and they look at me funny when they come in my office, you know, for counseling and all that stuff. And they come all shaken and strive, you know, all anxiety. And I tell them, first thing I do is I said, let's just sit down, let's be quiet, and let's sit in the presence of the Lord. And they look at me like, what is that going to do? And I said, I want you to learn to receive his love and be in his presence. I might put a little soft music, worship, you know, in the
right.
background. And I just simply say, Lord, Heavenly Father, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your peace. But you need to sit quietly and wait and receive that.
Sure.
That's abiding in his love. Be in his presence. It's not doing, it's receiving, and just receiving his love. And I see it every time when the love of the Lord just flows through them, and the peace, and you see that peace come upon them and they're calm. And they go, can I take this with me? And I said, take him with him all the time. Get up in the morning and say, Lord, fill me with your presence and your peace.
Yeah.
And walk in that.
Well, this is your year to walk in that.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to get across with this point. This is your year to abide in him, to experience his love, to fall more in love with him, and to see the victory that God has for you in your life. And, you know, some of the more practical ways, like you were saying, you know, is some of you, maybe you haven't been going to church. Maybe you've been in and out. Maybe you're just skating the surface of church. Some of you may have quit altogether with the pandemic. You know,
or I got offended by somebody.
But you know what? You need to get under the discipline of a pastor and a Bible teacher. You need
yes.
to have the word flowing, you know, on a weekly basis in your life. Really, every day you
yes.
should be teaching yourself. But, you know, at least getting under a pastor or something, you know. And I can hear people right now, Martita, out there, they're listening, they're like, you know, they're all hypocrites at church. I don't want to go to church. No, you know, we're not all hypocrites in church. I'm just going to break that mold.
Yes.
Okay. I say go to church and don't be a hypocrite then. If
real.
Hypocrites are your problem at church, then go to a church and don't be one, so that you can actually bring a church to life that isn't full of a hypocrite. You know what I mean? Make the difference for somebody else.
And everybody's at a different level in their lives.
Yes.
We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know what they're going through. They're coming for the same thing, to have a relationship with the Lord.
Absolutely. And church people are broken people.
Yes.
You know, and hurt people hurt people. You know, I've been hurt at church.
Yes.
I get it. You know, and the bottom line is this. I don't go to church to be ministered to. I go to minister to others. And I think that's part of where a lot of people fall short on the church thing, is that they don't understand that it's they're at church to help others grow, not to grow themselves. And the last place the devil wants any of us to be is at church, not being a hypocrite, serving others, and not seeking our own desires and our own stuff.
Well, he's trying to divide.
That's where we're going to grow.
Satan is trying to divide.
Yes.
Because he knows that when we're in unity and we know who we are in Christ, it's like this super powerful army. And he's afraid of us. So what does he do? He tries to divide us. But what our job is to become as a family,
right,
is to help each other, to love each other, and to move forward and follow what Christ wants. The church,
that's good.
The church is the temple of the Lord. He's the one that established it. He is coming for his church. And we are his church. We need to be together and unified and change the world for him.
Yeah, the bottom line is this. The last place that the devil wants you is in church. He doesn't want you there because you're going to grow, you're going to mature, and you're going to become who God's calling you to be in that. So I would say this, in 2024, join a group of people who desire to live for Christ and grow closer to him.
Amen.
You know, find a church, you know, and search till you find the one that God has for you. I've had to search for churches, and I looked, and some weren't a fit for me. But you know what? There is a church for you. If you haven't tried any, you know, come over to Lighthouse and give us a try. It may be for you. It may not. It's okay if it's not.
That's right.
Keep looking. Keep seeking. Because this year, I believe, is the year that God wants us to pursue the call of God on our lives. We've got to pursue the call of God. You were made with purpose, okay?
Yes.
You were made with giftings. Those giftings need to be utilized for the kingdom of God.
And remember that those giftings are not for your pleasure. Those giftings are to serve the Lord. Those giftings are to go out there and make transformation for people. That's what we need to do.
So, you know, we've got to just get to a place where all of this is just functioning in our lives, Martita. You know, with look at Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Can I read this one?
Sure. Because, you like this one?
Well, this is my verse. This is the verse for this year for me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So I hit the nail on the head. This is your year. And I got your scripture that God already gave you. No way.
That's right.
Because I made this one. So I
know.
I like it.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
So what is God speaking to you through this verse for this year? What do you
to
feel like?
Me,
what's the personal drive for you in this?
This is what the Lord gave me. It's for my spirit, soul, and body to really hunger and go after the Lord. Okay.
Right, because they that hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled.
Yes, and he actually said, I want you to start reading the Bible again, like if you never read it before.
Oh, wow, okay.
He says, I want you, and you know, as I write curriculum and all that, and I have old curriculum, he goes, I don't want you to use any of the old stuff.
Right.
I want you to read the Word with brand new eyes and be open for new things.
Wow.
He says,
so good.
Be hungry and read it like not from somebody's perspective. He says, I want you to read it with my perspective.
Right. He wants to give you fresh revelation.
Yes.
And new insight.
So that means renew my mind every day with the Word of God.
and be transformed.
Yes, be transformed with that and let it flow into me and let that transform me from inside out and then serve him with that.
You know what I love about that scripture? It says, then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will.
Yes.
You see, you're never going to know the will of God outside of knowing the Word of God.
Exactly.
You've got to get into the Word, and you've got to let the Word begin to transform you by renewing your mind into what it is that God truly has gotten for you to, and the call of God on your life. I mean, that's what we're talking about, is pursuing God's call this year on your life. You've got to do that. And in order to do that, you're going to have to be in the Word. So get over here on Thursday nights. Get over here on Wednesday nights for our men's and women's ministry groups and spend some time in the Word. Make a commitment. Like, you know, this is your year. If this is your year, you're going to have to change some of what you've done. You're going to have to make some directional changes, and you're going to have to just step up and worship God in your life this year more than you've ever worshiped God before.
And let's say the worship, as you're talking about it, is not just singing songs. Worship is the way we live, the way we talk.
Obedience.
And then when you come here to the smaller groups, for those, you know, like Thursday and Wednesday, you get to know other people that are hungry and thirsty the same way, and you encourage each other to move forward.
Yeah. I always look at it this way. We're dual citizens of heaven and earth, and all of heaven is worshiping God right now.
That's right.
So why wouldn't we be, as dual citizens, worshiping God here,
exactly,
just as we are a member of heaven as well? So, you know, we can do the same thing. We can worship God. We can let our life become an expression of worship. You know, in Isaiah 25:1, it says, Lord, you are my God. I'll exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. God has a call on your life. He has direction for you. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I mean, that's just powerful, powerful stuff. So we've got to live a life of worship.
John 4:23, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Let's worship from the heart, from the spirit. Let's make this year a
year,
yes, of
for the
worship
Lord.
And relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, everybody, and we'll be right back to talk more about this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah, Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Just wanted to once again say thanks to our sponsors and everybody. Martita, thanks for being here and being a part of the program. You know, we've been talking about this is our year and what can we do?
I can't believe how excited we are. But I it's like I usually don't get this excited about a new year, but this year.
Something's about to give.
Yes.
I can feel it in the spirit.
It's from my gut.
Mm-hmm.
This excitement, and I know it's with the Lord, and I'm so excited. And, you know, one thing we didn't get to talk about, but I really want to go there, is getting filled with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah. You want to have a year of years.
Yes.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
You really want a year? Ask for the baptismal of the Holy Spirit, and let's go. Do you want to read
Acts 1:8?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You see, we need power to overcome. We need power to be a witness for Christ, power to walk free from sin in this new year. You know, if you felt powerless in 2023, we've got the answer for you. Get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, and the boldness that comes with it. Because when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, the fear is gone. It's like it just bubbles out of you. You want transformation? Get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
And
you know what?
Amazing.
I'm not afraid to say speak in tongues, too. You know, I mean, that...
I love it.
We've got to crush that whole tongues are the devil thing,
you know,
this year. It just needs to...
It needs
unbiblical.
To be exactly.
So unbiblical. It's so in the Word, man, and so powerful and such an amazing tool that God has given us. You know, and if you want more information about that, come on over to Lighthouse, man. We'll get you filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Come on over.
It is.
I dare you.
You know, when I became saved, it was the best day of my life. The second time was when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's so good.
Because when I read the Bible... The Bible came alive.
It does.
It was like the words were popping out of the Bible itself. Mm-hmm. But I want to read Acts 2:38.
Sure.
And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
That's right. It's a gift.
It is a gift. If it comes from the Lord, I want everything that the Lord has for me down here.
Yeah. Luke 11:13, let's end on that one. "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Just simply ask Jesus to fill you with the Holy Spirit today.
Amen.
And He will fill you right here, right now, as you're talking, you know, to the Lord in this moment. So guys, God bless you. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.